The Ashes on In Play Radio.
2 months ago, everything was doom and gloom. Even a few weeks ago, it was doom and gloom. Suddenly, this new brand of cricket, got a new head coach. The lads have been away for a nice kind of get-together. Everything's rosy again.
It is, and it's been a very quick transformation. As you mentioned, you know, the World Cup, I think that's the brand of cricket we wanted England to play. Sadly, they didn't get anywhere near that. But since there were signs in the Test match against New Zealand, but the One Day series was absolutely fantastic. Not just the way they played, the way the team looked, they just looked a great unit. And to win that series against the World Cup finalists, New Zealand, was absolutely phenomenal.
We're at Yorkshire at the minute. You're obviously coaching at Yorkshire as well. Some of the key players in this England team are from Yorkshire. Gary Balance and Joe Root at the bat. Adil Rashid's been brought in and might get a lot of play time here because he's an attacking kind of spinner, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's been unlucky the last year or so. You know, specifically going to the West Indies, being in that touring party, he should have probably played. I think England missed a trick there because they'd have seen how he had adapted to Test cricket. As you mentioned, he's an attacking weapon with the ball, and we saw how well he could bat in the One Day series as well. He could come into play. It's interesting they've picked him in this squad for the first Test. Who knows, England could go with two spinners.
What about the Aussies? I mean, Ryan Harris' injury is a major blow for them, isn't it? Looking at some stats, and the record with him is so much better than without him, probably not a big surprise. Do you think it's a massive blow to them?
Yeah, he's a key player for them. I mean, people talk about Stark and Johnson and Siddall and Lyne, but Ryan Harris is one of them cricketers you want in your team. 100% all the time, gets crucial wickets. A good team man as well, and he certainly are weaker without them. I mean, look, the Aussies are going to be very, very strong. The number one in the world for a reason, but they haven't won in this country for a number of years now, and it's going to be a lot tougher for them now than probably they thought it was going to be.
Let's look at the series top bat and bowl betting first of all. We'll start with England. Joe Root, Yorkshireman, is one of the best batsmen in the world all of a sudden. I think there's only two players who scored more in the last 12 months than Joe has. He's the favourite. You've got Alistair Cook, second favourite, Ian Bell, Gary Balance in there as well. Yeah. So there's some strength in depth there, isn't there?
There is, and this is a key for me. England have to bat well. They have to get runs on the board and get pressure against the Aussies. Over in Australia, we just couldn't get past Mitchell Johnson, and we didn't really give our bowlers a chance to take the 20 wickets. We were always under pressure. So if England can bat well, critical for me that they get a good partnership between Cook and Live early on. You mentioned Joe Root, we know how good batsman he is, but it's down the order as well for me. Stokes, Butler, Moeen Ali, if he plays, they've all got to contribute. So England have to bat well as a unit.
So who would be your pick for the top England batsman across the series? Because it's a tough bet, isn't it? Because you're looking at all different grounds. And someone who's consistent, I guess, is the way you look at this.
Yeah, the one thing I'm going to go with Joe Root, which I guess is no surprise. But for me, England have a lot of left-handers in the team. You know, Cook, Balance, Live, Stokes. So the two left-arm seam bowlers, I think, will trouble the left-handers. And they've also got Nathan Lyon, the off-spinner, as well. So I think it's going to be a right-hander. Ian Bell, again, one of England's best players over the last few years. He struggled against New Zealand. Joe Root's the man in form. So for me, I'm going to stick with Joe Root.
Let's move on to the top Australian batsman for the series then. Well, there's a few to choose from here, aren't there? I mean, Stephen Smith, you know, best batsman in the world. You know, he's averaging over 100 in the last 12 months. You've got David Warner, of course, who loves to play against England. Been a bit iffy, really, the last 12 months, but suddenly coming to form in Kingston. He's, I think, at 90 yesterday as we're filming this. Michael Clarke's in there as well.
Yeah.
Who do you pick?
Yeah, they've got an embarrassment of riches. And I think the key for me, they've all played county cricket, so they do know the conditions. The one person who's not probably had a lot of success in England, you've mentioned him there, is Steve Smith. So England, it might sound a little bit funny, might target him, especially batting at number three. In England, the ball can seem about, again, it depends on the weather. The others, it's a difficult one. The man I'm going to go for is Michael Clarke, tried and tested, Australian captain. You know, we know how good he's been in Ashes series and in all international cricket. He's been a little bit quieter recently, but I think he'll stand up when his team need him most. So for me, it's Michael Clarke.
So to the bowlers and top England series bowler, the man who we all expect at the top of the betting is there, Jimmy Anderson, of course. You know, he's Mr. Consistency. He's broken all those records as well. You've got Stuart Broad next. Then you've got Mark Wood and then the spinners. Mark Wood, obviously, very young, inexperienced at Test level, but fantastic for Durham. It's a big price. Can he Can he possibly have the consistency to be top England bowler in this series?
I don't think he can be top, but I think everyone's been really pleased by what they've seen from him, not just at Durham when he's coming to the England side. He can bowl up to 90 mile an hour, which is really important, and also with accuracy as well. For me, you can't look further really than Jimmy Anderson. The wild card one for me would be possibly Adil Rashid. If he plays in the first test and does well, can England leave him out? If they go with one spinner, which they probably will do, then it's probably going to be a seamer. Stuart Broad, for me, not being in the best of form. So really, it's a safe pick, but it's a tried and tested one, Jimmy Anderson.
So look at the Aussies bowlers then for the series. You've got the menacing Mitchells, you've got the swing of Siddle, you've also got Josh Hazlewood in there as well. Yeah. First of all, Mitchell Johnson is the favourite, but he's never done that well here.
No.
He doesn't really like the condition. Not quite enough bounce in the pitch for him, is there?
No, I think you're spot on. Fantastic overseas in his own conditions. In fact, last time he was here in the Ashes series, he really struggled. I think he's a better bowler now. But I don't think he'll be Australia's most potent weapon. For me, it'll be the other Mitchell, Mitchell Starc, who bowls a fuller length, which is important in England. You've got to bowl fuller here. The ball should swing with the Duke's ball, so that again will favour Mitchell Starc. The other one is Nathan Lyon for me. With England having so many left-handers in their batting lineup, he could come into play a hell of a lot. He's a better bowler than people give him credit for. So I think it's going to be really tight between him and Mitchell Starc. I'm just going to go with Mitchell Starc because I think the Duke's ball will swing and I think he can create havoc, not just with a new ball, but when the ball reverses as well. So for me, Mitchell Starc.
So you've picked who's going to perform well with the bat and ball in the series. What about the series itself? And I mean, you look back at the last few Ashes and most of them are one-sided. You get 3-0s and you get obviously the whitewash. You know, the other thing that I found really interesting was that the favourites have only lost twice in the last 14 series going into them. So it's not that you won't get surprises in the Ashes series. Do you expect Australia, who are the favourites going into it, to win the series in the end?
If you'd have asked me this 2 months ago, I'd have said Australia comfortably. But what we've seen, and England being resurgent and the way they're playing, I think this can be a lot closer. I don't think it'll be as one-sided, and I think we'll see results in every test. The reason being, both teams score at a very fast rate, so the games really shouldn't peter out into a draw over 5 days. I only think there's going to be one or two tests in it, I really do. I think it's going to be tight. I think England can certainly win one or two, but I think Australia will just nick it in the end. So I'm going to go for 3-2 Australia.
I know you've looked at a couple of the special bets as well. One that took your eye, and I'd looked at this and wondered about it, is a double century to be scored in the series.
Yeah.
It's quite an attractive price, really, isn't it, for the array of talent that we've got on show?
It is, yeah. And I think if the weather's like this, which it could be for the summer, I think there'll be plenty of runs. And I think we saw in the New Zealand Test Series and the one day as batsmen really on top. Balls flying to the boundary, batsmen going for the shots. So I don't think a double century is out of reach by no means. So I think that's a really good one to keep an eye on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.